我祷告，
你应是我祷告，要在你的手祷告，做的事我的伤口不能做，你应是我祷告，高山被挪移，高天不停，是烈火归向你，你应是我祷告，你应是我祷告。
站起来祷告，每一次
每一次我祷告，我要动你的手祷告，做的事我的手不能做，每一次我祷告，把山被挪移，道路被铺平，是烈火归向你，
每一次我祷告，
每一次我祷告，伤口不能做，每一次我祷告，把山陪我一道路还不平，是烈火归向你。
我们的主，我们何等赞美你，因为你把祷告的权柄给了我们。你何等乐见你的儿女在这里一起借着祷告来摇动你的手。哦，你的儿女今天早上心窍得开，看见教会若是蒙福，我们个人就蒙福，教会若是有路，我们个人就有路。我们的主，我们求你救我们脱离宗教的思想，叫我们认识我们的祷告是唯一连于主的道路。主，我们来摇动你的手，我们与所有爱你的人一同借着祷告来摇动你的手。我们承认祷告做的事我们的手不能做，主，唯有你能做。愿你借着我们祷告在教会中行做大事，愿你借着我们的祷告修补所有的破口漏洞，愿意圣灵在我们中间有路，愿意圣灵充满我们每一位，叫我们这一生做一个祷告的人。愿你的教会是一个祷告的教会。哦，赞美我们的主，借着祷告，愿我们的主向我们的教会说话，愿借着祷告向你的教会吹气，叫我们都活过来，叫我们都真心实意，同心合意，借着祷告让我们的主得着荣耀。奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Well, it's good to be with you this morning.
很高兴跟大家早晨聚在一起。
I really appreciate this opportunity just to share my heart with the assembly this morning.
我的心是常与基督徒聚会的弟兄姊妹们同在。
In seeking the Lord about what I was supposed to share with you today,
当我在神面前寻求说今天早晨我当与各位分享什么的时候，
I had one thing in mind, and the Lord brought me back to a familiar place.
我神把我带回到一个我所熟悉的一个地方。
And so what I want to talk to you about this morning is about the prayers or the prayer ministry of the church.
今天早晨我想要与各位分享就是关于祷告与祷告的执事。
About our collective prayers together.
我们团体的祷告。
We all pray individual prayers.
我们个人都有祷告的习惯。
But there is a different type of praying that we do together. Amen?
但是当我们聚在一起的时候，那个祷告又有一点不同，不是吗？
So let's do a little bit of a review just about how the church, as the church, the people of God, we are to pray together.
所以早晨让我们一起来寻求说在教会里团体的祷告我们当如何祷告。
Certainly, we're all familiar with the fact that the church was born in a prayer meeting.
我们都知道教会是在祷告中诞生的。
Amen. On the day of Pentecost, as they gathered together, united in prayer, the Holy Spirit was poured upon them.
记不记得在五旬节的时候，他们在小楼上聚集，圣灵降临。
They were all in one accord.
他们正在祷告的时候，
in one place.
他们都在同一个地点。
praying together. When the Spirit fell upon them. And so when trouble would arise and there would something that would come up in the early church history that would threaten the church, it was to the prayer meeting that they went retreated. Amen? Typically when you establish something new, you need to lay a foundation. The foundation of the church, of course, is the person, the sacrifice, the sufficiency of Jesus Christ. But upon this cornerstone, the first thing that the church did when it got together was pray. So when trouble would come, the church, the first thing they did was look to Christ and pray. I believe with all my heart, this should be our strategy also. Our churches should be built on prayer, amen? Not on our personalities. Not on our abilities to convince people or to be charming and talk well.
或者我们有, 迷人的这种性格,
not on our ability even to raise money and to organize some sophisticated structure. It should be built on prayer. So when trouble comes in our life or our family or in the life of our church, the first thing that we need to do is go back to prayer.
Amen?
Is that what we're doing? Prayer should be a first choice and not a last resort. Amen? Quoted her many times before. Are you familiar with Corey Ten Boom? Wrote The Hiding Place?
记不记得写那个 Hiding Place 那个很有名的那个姊妹的故事?
A wonderful saint of God that suffered at the hands of the Nazis during World War II.
在第二次世界大战的时候，他因为隐藏犹太人，就受纳粹的逮捕跟苦待。
She often used to ask, is prayer your steering wheel?
她常常问这个问题说,祷告是你的方向盘呢?
Or your spare tire?
还是你的备胎?
Is it the way you drive your life?
你生命,你的,什么驱使你的生命的方向?
From moment to moment, or is it something that you merely pull out when everything else breaks down?
还是说,祷告是你不得已的时候,像车子的备胎一样拿出来使用?
Is that translating okay?
Yes.
Okay. all right.
I hope so.
So when trouble comes to the church, if we're going to follow the example of the New Testament in the book of Acts,
如果要学习使徒行传新约里的那个榜样,
the first thing that we should do is pray. Amen?
我们当做的第一件事就是祷告, 不是吗?
When Peter was imprisoned, what did the church do?
彼得被逮捕的时候, 在监牢里的时候, 教会做什么?
They prayed. Amen?
他们祷告, 不是吗?
When Paul and Silas found themselves in prison, in the dungeon,
所以保罗跟希拉他们被困在囚牢里之后,
what did they do?
他们做什么呢?
They worshipped God and prayed. Amen?
他们唱诗赞美神,
prison doors were broken open. Their chains fell off and were delivered out of that hard place.
他们的锁链脱落了,
by the grace of prayer. Amen?
那就是借着祷告, 不是吗?
In James 5:14, James asks, is anyone sick?
雅各说,
let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
要请教会的长老,
prayer is the way the church is supposed to get problems taken care of.
所以在教会中解决问题的办法应该是借着祷告。
A man that was a mentor in my life, one that really influenced me, Brother Leonard Ravenhill.
有一个对我一生影响极为久远的属灵长者是 Ravenhill.
Leonard Ravenhill's father.
Ravenhill brother.
He used to call the prayer meeting the Cinderella of the church.
You
remember Cinderella, the story of Cinderella?
教会的灰姑娘, 你们记得灰姑娘这个有名的童话故事吗?
Maybe not.
也许有人不知道。
Unloved and unwooed by the church is what he used to say.
他说, 因为这个祷告常常对教会而言是那个不被爱不被纪念的。
Brother Ravenhill used to say, you can tell how popular the pastor is by how many people come to church on Sunday morning.
他说, 通常你看一个教会的牧师有多受欢迎就是看主日早晨的出席率是怎样。
You can tell how popular the church is by how many people come on, say, Sunday night. We don't have a Sunday night meeting often anymore.
So what do you do on Sunday night?
You can tell how popular the church is by those who come to church on Sunday evening or maybe to Bible study. You can translate it that way. But you tell how popular God is by how many people come to the prayer meeting. Amen?
Amen.
The prayer meeting oftentimes is the meeting that we don't so much get something out of, isn't it?
祷告聚好像我们去那里，我们觉得我们不能得到什么。It's
a place we serve and pour our life into.
而是在那里我们要在那里服侍，借着祷告服侍倾倒我们里面的琐事。Praise
God. Prayer is God's sovereign plan. It's His idea.
祷告呢，其实是神的主意。It's
not something that we thought up.
不是我们想出来的一件事情。Matthew
7:8-11.
马太福音第七章8-11节。
Remember, it's the Lord who invites us to pray.
记得吗? 是主耶稣邀请我们来祷告的。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened.
因为主说,凡祈求的就得着,寻找的就寻见,叩门的就给他开门。
For what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?
你们中间谁有儿子求饼,反给他石头呢?
Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent?
求鱼,反给他蛇呢?
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,
你们虽然不好,尚且知道拿好东西给儿女,
how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him.
何况你们在天上的父岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗?
The prayer meeting of the church or the prayer ministry of the church
教会的祷告聚会或是祷告的执事
isn't something that just desperate men cooked up, thought up.
不是一群有急切需要的人想出来的办法。
Our ministry in prayer is a response to God's invitation.
我们来祷告或者有祷告的服事是因为我们响应神的邀请。
It is His plan and His idea.
这是神的计划,是神的主意。
He says, ask.
他说,寻找的,祈求的。
Do you have a problem? Ask.
有问题吗? 就祈求吧,就问吧。
Do you need healing in your body? Ask.
你需要得医治吗? 那你要祈求啊。
Is your child straying from the faith? They need to be brought back by God. Ask.
你的孩子是不是流荡在外要被神带回来? 那你要祈求啊。
Is there a conflict in your marriage? Ask.
你的婚姻中是不是有难处呢? 要祈求啊。
Do you need God's provision, a job? You need favor? Ask.
你需要神的供应吗? 你需要工作吗? 那你要求啊。
Amen?
Amen.
From this example in Matthew 7, ask like a little child asks his father.
第七章这里所描述那个祈求就是像一个孩子向父亲要求什么一样的态度。
Which one of us has a small child says, Daddy, Mama, feed me something to eat.
我们当中都有孩子,我们孩子小的时候说,爸爸妈妈给我点东西吃。
We say, go get a job.
我们会说,你去找份工作吧。 不会吧。
Right? Go plant a garden and grow something? Is that what we tell them to do?
你饿了吗?去种点东西吧。
No, we say, come right over here, pull up a chair to the table, let me get something out of the kitchen, amen?
不是,我们会把他们带到厨房,让他们坐下来,然后我们喂他们吃东西。
Matthew 21:22.
马太福音21章22节。
And now we're looking at, this is basic stuff, amen?
这些都是我们都知道很基本的经节，不是吗？
No brand new revelation here this morning, is it?
这里应该没有什么新的启示。
This is a review, isn't that right?
我们只是在这里复习我们已经知道神的话。
Is that okay that we review something that you already know?
我们早晨一起来复习我们已经知道的话，可以吗？
That's okay.
这样可以吗？不是新的启示，是我们来复习。
Because so often there's a difference between us knowing it up here.
因为很多时候我们也许知道有这个知识在我们的脑子里。
And practicing it in here in our lives, amen.
但是呢，我们也许没有在生命中来实习。
So you might know what I'm talking about up here this morning.
所以就着你的悟性而言，你可能了解我在说什么。
But well, if you can honestly affirm the fact that you still need it in here.
但是你应该诚实的说，我还需要更深的进入我的心中。
Pay attention and listen to me, please. Amen.
如果你心里是这样认为的，请你注意我所分享。
Matthew 21:22.
马太二十一章二十二节。
And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
你无论祈求什么，信是得着的，就必得着。
John 15:7.
约翰福音十五章第七节。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you.You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
住在我里面的，我也住在你的里面。你心里求什么，我必应允你们。
Again, the reason why that we put so much emphasis on prayer and talk so much about prayer in the church.
为什么我们在教会这么强调祷告的重要性呢？
Is because all through this book.God says, ask me, ask me, ask me, pray, and I'll do it for you.
因为整卷圣经神不断地重复说，你要祈求，你要要求，你要祷告，我就应允你。
Yet look at our lives, look at our families, look at our nation, our world.
看看我们个人的生活，我们的家庭，我们的亲戚，我们整个国家的情况。
There are so many needs, amen?
这边许许多多的需要。
There is still so much, many places that we need to ask.
还有很多需要，我们需要来到神面前祈求的。
Isaiah 62:1-7.
以赛亚说，以赛亚书六十二章一到第七节。
One of my favorite scriptures about intercessory prayer.
这一段是我个人觉得代祷我最喜爱的、最喜爱的经节，以赛亚书六十二章。
This is what the Lord says.
神怎么说呢？他说这样。
I have posted watchmen on your walls.
我已经在你的城上设立守望的。
That will pray day and night continually.
第六节，他们昼夜必不静默。
Take no rest, all you who pray to the Lord.
呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
Give the Lord no rest until he completes his work.
也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷。
So what God is saying is, I have put people in your midst that are like watchmen.
所以神说，我已经在你的城上设立那些守望的。
People who have a heart to notice what's going on in the spiritual realm. Amen?
就是那些心里在意、注意到属灵界里面发生的事情的人。
And we have been these watchmen, these who have a burden to pray, have been called to pray out day and night.
这些在城上守望的，向着神的家有负担的，他们是昼夜在那里寻呼求。
And the Lord appeals to us, he says, don't let me rest.
神向他们说，你们不要停，不要让我休息。
Give me no rest.
不要让我歇息。
Do you ever feel sometimes like you're bothering God by praying?
有时候你觉得你祷告太多，好像我们实在太烦主了。
We've all felt that way, haven't we, at one time or another?
有时候我们有没有觉得我们祷告太多次都烦死主耶稣了？
We come to the Lord and we ask about the same thing sometimes day after day after day after day, don't we?
每一天一天过一天，我们都向神求一样的东西，有没有这样子？
Is that just me that has that problem?
只有我是有这种情况吗？你们没有吗？
And sometimes we wonder.Isn't God getting tired of me coming day after day after day asking about the same thing?
有时候我们都会想说，神是不是很烦呢？我每一天都跟他祷告一样的事情。
The Lord says no.
神说不要觉得这样。
Now we as fathers and mothers might get tired of our children coming to us day after day after day.
作为父母，有时候我们觉得我们的小孩天天跟我们唠叨一样的事情是蛮烦的。
Praise God, but God does not get tired of us asking about the same thing over and over and over.
感谢神，神却不因此厌烦我们。
He says, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking till we see a change, till the work is accomplished.
他说要不断的祷告，不断的祈求，不断的叩门，一直到他做成他做的事。
Amen.
Amen.
So this is God's plan. It's His idea.
这个是神的意思，神的计划。
And He says over and over and over again, ask me, ask me, ask me.
整本圣经的话不断地重复说，祈求，祈求，祈求。
God wants us to ask.
神要我们向他求。
God is waiting for us to ask.
神在等着我们向他求。
Ezekiel 22 verse 30.
以西结书22章第30节。
At this time, the people of God were in a poor state. They were not in a good condition.
那个时候以色列人呢，光景很荒凉。
God wanted to do something about this situation.
神想要改变那个荒凉的光景。
You know when God wants to do something about our situation or about somebody else's situation close to us?
你知道吗？当神要在我们当中做一件事，或者在我们所亲近的人生命中做一件事。
Do you know what the first thing that He does?
你知道他所要做的第一件事是什么？
He looks for someone to be praying. Amen?
他寻找那个在祷告的人。
God wants to respond to our request.
神要答应我们的呼求。
Ezekiel 22 verse 30.
以西结书22章30节。
So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one.
神说，我在他们中间要寻找一个人重修墙垣。在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
If men in their sin are stubborn and are bent on continuing in that sin,
当人犯罪而且不断地停留在那个罪恶里面的时候，
God will eventually bring discipline and judgment. Amen.
神是会让审判和惩罚临到他们的。
But I'll tell you what, that is not what God wants to do.
但是审判和惩罚不是神所要想要做的事情。
What God wants to do is He wants to save and redeem and touch and bless and love. Amen?
神想要做的是拯救这个人，赦免这个人，改变这个人，爱这个人，不是吗？
So when He sees either us or someone close to us in a poor spiritual condition,
所以当神看到无论是我们个人或者其他人身上有一个属灵的荒凉的时候，
He begins by looking for someone who will ask Him to make a difference in that situation.
他就开始寻找另外一个人是愿意来到神面前为这个世上的人来祷告的。
Now, today is Mother's Day, amen?
今天是不是母亲节啊？是啊。
Praise God for all you precious mothers.
为了我们在座宝贵的母亲，我们感谢神。
If I wanted to honor my mother today,
如果我今天要表扬我的母亲，
there are two things I would honor for.
有两件事我能做让她得着荣耀的。
Number one, she gave me an example of someone who prayed.
她有两件事我要起来表扬我母亲的。第一个就是她是一个很好祷告的榜样，对我而言。
My mother and her close friend were the ones who always organized the ladies' prayer meeting.
我母亲跟她的好朋友在教会总是组织那个妇女祈祷会。
They were always praying every week.
他们每一个礼拜都在一起祷告。
Telling the pastor there was not enough prayer in the church. We need more prayer, more prayer.
他们一直跟教会的牧者说，教会祷告不够，我们还要更多更多的祷告。
Anybody met one of those ladies? It's always asking for more prayer in the church.
我们当中有没有这样的姊妹呢？总是不断的希望更多的祷告在神的家中。
Praise God, they're not only a mother in their family, they're a mother in the church, aren't they?
我感谢神，这些妇女不仅是在家中做他们的母亲，牧养自己的儿女，他们更是教会里的母亲，牧养教会中儿女的需要，借着祷告。
So my mother was always dragging me to the prayer meeting.
那每一次妇女祷告会的时候，我妈妈就牵着我的小手去参加。
The ladies' prayer meeting.
那是妇女祷告会。
12 other ladies and this little 7-year-old boy.
12个妇女姊妹带着我这个七岁的男孩子。
But it was in those prayer meetings that I got a glimpse of what it meant for people to have a relationship with God.
但是就是在那样的祷告会中，我才能够有一瞥瞥到说，怎么样叫做与神有美好关系的这个图画是什么。
It's in those prayer meetings that I saw these women pour out their heart to God.
在那样的聚会里，我看到这些姊妹们把他们的心在神面前撕裂倾倒。
The Spirit of God come down and melt their hearts, and they just poured out their prayers before the Lord.
神的灵降临在他们身上，他们就真是彻心的、痛彻心扉的呼喊。
And so time after time after time, as a very young boy,
所以我每一次去许多次 我虽然是一个小的男孩子
I was reminded of the fact that God was real
我不断地认识到一件事就说、哎、神是真的
and that he loved us deeply
他深深地爱我们
and if I asked
只要我祈求
he would respond
他会有反应的
Amen?
Amen 吗
As a teenage boy I strayed from the Lord and I rebelled and I did my own thing
当我到青少年的时候呢，我是一个反叛的孩子，我决定做我自己的事。
But I had a praying mother.
但是我有一个不断祷告的母亲。
Selfish, consumed with what I wanted to do, I didn't care what anybody else wanted to do.
那时候我是一个非常自我的人，我只要做我要自己要做的事，我不在乎别人想什么。
Living my own life.
我过我自己的生活。
If my mother lived in one state, I lived in another, and honestly, for about 2 years, I never talked to her.
我妈妈住在一周，我在另外一周，这样两年之久，我没有跟我母亲联络。
Because I was ashamed.
因为我很羞愧。
Because I was living for myself.
因为我知道我只是为我自己自私的活着。
I wanted to chase sin.
我好像在那寻找那个罪恶的事来做。
And I didn't want to lie to her about that.
那我不想骗我的母亲。
So my selfish solution to that problem was just to not talk to her for a couple of years.
那我解啊，面对我这个羞惭的问题，我的解决之道就是说，不要跟我母亲联络。
But one day, for no reason, God started speaking to me, and my eyes started to open.
但是呢，有一天不知道为什么神向我说话，我的里面的眼睛打开了。
I started to be reminded of the things that I'd been taught all my life in the church.
我开始。一个一个想起来，我从小在教会中长大，我所受的教导。
And in a moment, I knew that my mother had been praying.
当我一立，但是我明白了醒悟苏醒那一刹那，我就知道，因为我的母亲不断的为我祷告。
After about 6 weeks,
六个礼拜之后
，counting the cost every day,
我每一天都要算说。这个成本是怎么
You know what I mean by counting the cost?
你们懂我的意思吗？我在算什么呢
？I knew what God was asking of me was that I surrender everything.
因为我知道神给我这个启示之后，神要我把自己完全降服于他。
So I went through this list in my head. Was I willing to let go of everything, of all these things that I loved?
所以我开始计算，想到所有我所爱的东西，我想说，我愿不愿意把这个也交给神，那个也降服在神的手里。
And so it took me several weeks to get through this list.
所以我花了好几个礼拜才把这个整个名这个清单想清楚。
But when I got to the bottom of the list,
当我来到那个清单的最末了的时候
，I said, God, I don't care what I have or what I do have, I just need you in my life.
我最后说，神啊，我实在不在乎我有什么在这个单子上，我只知道我需要的就是需要有你在我的生命里。
And God rushed in and filled me with His Spirit.
神那个时候，他的灵临到我，充满在我的心里。
And so the very first person I called, do you know who that was?
你知道我这个时候第一个联络的人是谁呢
？I called my mother.
我打给我的母亲。
I knew she'd been praying.
因为我知道她不断的在为我祷告。
But she thought for about 2 years there when I wasn't talking to her, when I wasn't calling her.
但她为着我这两年中，虽然我都不跟她联络，她为我征战。
She felt God that had abandoned her.
到她祷告到个地步，她觉得好像神已经放弃她了。
She was tempted to think that her prayers were not making a difference.
她觉得好像她的祷告没什么用了。
But after I called, she was reminded the Lord was true. He was faithful. He had asked her to ask, and He had certainly answered.
当我打电话给她的时候，她又再重新恢复，她想起说神是信实的，是听祷告的神。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Do we have any praying mothers in here?
在这里，我们有没有为儿女在祷告的母亲呢
？I'm sure there are several. Amen.
我相信有好多位。
Do we have any others that are here sitting in this seat because some mother prayed?
有没有人在座坐在这里？你们来到这里是因为你的母亲为你祷告了
？Do we have any others in here that might be still running from a mother's prayers?
还有没有人还在逃避母亲的祷告的
？God uses our prayers. He's waiting for our prayers.
神用我们的祷告，他也等着我们来祷告。
When God sees a situation in our life that is not right, He sets somebody, inspires somebody to pray.
当神看到我们的光景出问题的时候，他会感动另外一个人为我们来祷告。
We must not give up on this ministry of prayer that God has established in the church.
所以我们永远不能放弃这个神自己在教会里所建立祷告的这个执事与服事。
Psalms 14 verse 2.
诗篇十四篇。第二节
The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men.
神从天上垂看世人。
Do we understand and realize that God is watching us?
你们明白吗？神从天上在看我们。
He's watching what our churches are doing.
他要看教会在做什么。
He's seeing if we are involved in this ministry of prayer.
他要看我们有没有积极的参与这个祷告的服事。
He's listening to see, are they asking me to do something?
神的耳朵在听说有没有人在呼求啊。
He sees the sin around us in our communities.
他看见在我们这个社区里所充满的罪恶。
He sees the brokenness in our lives, in our families.
他看到许多破碎的生命，破碎的家庭。
He sees the gaps in our character.
他看到我们个性里面的缺陷。
And he's watching, he's listening.
神一面看，神一面侧耳听。
He asks himself, are they asking me to change that?
他在问说，有没有人在代求，要求我来改变这个情形？
He's listening this morning.
神今天早晨就侧耳而听。
Are you asking?
你有没有在呼求？
Are you asking him to change that thing that is not right in your heart?
你有没有要求神改变你心中那个错误的情形？
Are you asking him to change that thing that is not right in your son or your daughter, your family?
你有没有为着你的儿子、你的女儿、你家庭中的问题来求告？
We must ask, amen?
我们一定要问，一定要求告，不是吗？
James says, we have not.Because we ask not.
他说你们没有，因为你们不求。
If we are empty-handed this morning,
如果今天早晨你觉得你一无所有。
If it's God's timing, praise God, we will wait, amen?
神有他的时间，我们等候神的时间。
But if we are empty-handed today,
如果今天早晨我们是双手空空的。
And we have never asked,
是因为我们从来没有求过神。
Where does the responsibility lie?
那到底谁要负这个责任呢？
Let's talk about how and what the church should pray for.
那我们应该如何祷告，并且祷告什么呢？
The church must pray for the glory of Christ.
教会要为着神的荣耀祷告。
The kingdom of Christ.
神的国度祷告。
To radically transform our lives, our churches, and our nation.
愿这一些改变教会甚至整个国家的情形。
Yet so often,
很多时候呢，
we pray.For little things,
我们为小事祷告。
When God asks us to pray for big things,
当神要我们的心胸是大的，要为大事祷告。
Don't misunderstand me this morning.
请不要误解我的意思哦。
God is concerned about the little things.
神非常关心在意我们生活中的小事。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
He wants us to pray. There is nothing, nothing, nothing too small for us to pray about.
绝对没有说这个事情太小，不值得祷告的。
But if we only use our prayer ministry to pray about the small things,
但是若是我们所有祷告的服事都集中在小的事上。
We may never get around to asking him for the big things.
那我们就永远没有机会去问神大的事情。
Look how the Lord tells the church to pray.
我们看看神要他教会怎么样祷告的。
You know that prayer that teaches us how to pray?
记不记得
the Lord's prayer?
主导文，主耶稣教导我们如何祷告。
Luke 11 verses 1 through 2.
在路加福音。
Now it came to pass as he was praying, we're talking about Jesus.
在这个时候，耶稣祷告完了。
Now as he was praying in a certain place,
主耶稣在某一个地方祷告完了。
When he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him,
他祷告完了之后呢，他的门徒问他，
Lord, teach us to pray.
说主啊，你教导我们祷告。
You know, so often, as like in this message today, we're saying, pray, 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 amen?
就像我们今天早上说，我们要祷告，我们要祷告，我们要祷告。
But you know the best thing to inspire more prayer?
你知道什么能够让我们更多的祷告的？
Is the example of a praying man or a praying woman.
就是若是我们有一个好的榜样在我们的面前。
A prayer life lived out before our eyes.
谁若是有一个很明显的祷告的生活，这个人活在我们的面前的。
That stirs up within us.
他就会激发我们。
Provokes us.
启示我们。
To want a prayer life that is deeper.
鼓励我们希望有更深祷告生活的学习。
That's what's going on here. Jesus was having a direct connection with the Father through prayer.
当时的情形就是这样，因为主耶稣是一个祷告的人，他跟天上的父常常祷告。
The disciples saw that.
门徒看见耶稣是一个祷告的人。
And so they approached him and they said, I want that. I want that same kind of intimate real, genuine prayer life like you have, Lord. Teach us.
所以他们就来到主耶稣说，我们也想要有你这样真实的亲近的祷告的情形。
Amen.
你来教我们好吗？
You ever seen somebody that has a prayer life that is very, very close? You can, every time they pray, even about the simplest things, it's very genuine, very real.
你有没有遇到有些人，他们祷告生活那么实在，他们跟神祷告的时候，好像好真实啊。
And it stirs something in your heart that says, I want that.
那种榜样就激发了你里面一个羡慕，你想要一样的祷告。
I want to talk to God like that.
我希望我跟神讲话的时候，也像那个人跟神讲话一样。
That's what's going on here in this situation.
那在这里门徒就是带着这样一个渴慕来到主耶稣面前。
So Jesus said to them,
主耶稣就对他们说,
When you pray,
你们祷告的时候,
say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
哦, 我们天上的父, 愿人尊你的名为圣。
Father's in heaven, amen?
我们在天上的父。
God upon the throne is our Father, your Father.
那位坐在宝座上的神是你的父，也是我的父。
Not a bad father, a good father, amen?
而不是一个不好的父亲，是一个非常好的父亲。
That provides and gives to his children when they ask.
他丰富的预备也赐给他的儿女，当他们祈求的时候。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
说我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
That he would be worshipped and adored, amen?
就是说人都来敬拜神。
Where, what does he say pray for? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven.
怎么祷告呢？主耶稣说，愿父啊，你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Now when me and you pray, where do we usually start our prayer time?
你我祷告的时候，我们的中心题目是什么？通常
Down later in this prayer that Jesus is teaching the disciples how to pray, we come to that passage.
就是主导文的第二段，现在是我们在讲第一段。第二段呢？
Give us this day our daily bread.
说我们日用的饮食，求你赐给我们。
Isn't that where me and you usually start our prayer life?
我们常常祷告都从第二段开始，不是吗？就是你我的需要。
We get up in the morning and we pray where we feel the need. Amen.
我们早晨起来第一件事祷告的就是我们今天有什么需要。
Oh, I got to pay the bills. Lord, give me this day our daily bread.
主今天要付账单，请你把我今天日用所需要的赐给我。
We start where we feel it the deepest.
我们都从我们最深有感觉的地方开始祷告，不是吗？
And that's good. God wants to answer those prayers.
那个也很好的，神是要答应的。
But sometimes all we're concerned about in our prayer, we're spending all our prayers on give me my daily bread. Help my family. Do this, do that.
问题就是我们常常我们所有花在的集中的方向呢，就是给我今天我需要的，我的家我四周的情形。
So it's fine to pray about these small things.
为那些日用的需要祷告是很好的。
But not at the expense of the first thing that God says pray for.
但是不应该牺牲神要我们开始最重要的祷告的方向。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth just like it is in heaven.
说愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
What's going on in heaven this morning?
今天早晨我们知道天上到底发生什么事。
There's one that sits upon the throne, amen?
我们知道在天上有一位是坐在宝座上的。
Who sits on a throne?
谁坐在宝座上?
The King, amen? The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督万王之王。
Every eye is fixed on the Lamb of God upon the throne, amen?
在天上所有的眼目都看着那个坐宝座的羔羊。
All the angelic worshippers in heaven this morning, all their tongues are praising and worshipping, their mouths are worshipping the Lamb of God.
所有在天上的天使和受造之物都集中他们的眼目在坐在宝座上的那一位来赞美他。
This morning in heaven, all those angels in God's presence, their heart is fully yielded to the Lamb of God, amen?
今天早晨在天上所有的心都屈服在主耶稣神的羔羊面前。
Every knee in heaven is bowing before the Lamb of God.
在天上所有的万膝都下拜的。
In the book of Revelation, it tells us there is neither sun nor moon.
在那里没有月亮也没有太阳。
Because the face of Jesus illuminates everything.
因为在天上主耶稣的脸面就照耀了一切。
All heaven is about Christ, amen?
整个属天的境界只有一个中心就是基督。
The person and presence of Jesus.
主耶稣这个人和他的同在。
This is not just poetic language.
这我们不是在讲一个神话，一个预表。
Christ tells the church, before you pray about your daily needs,
所以主耶稣说，你们在为你们每天需要祷告之前，
pray that the glory of heaven would break into the earth.
要祷告那个天上的荣耀和敬拜能够降到地上。
Amen.
阿们吗？
That our homes, our cities, our nation would become the throne room of God.
所以我的家，我所在的城市，这个国家能够成为神宝座立定之处。
Where every occupant of the earth would begin to behave like the angels in heaven before God's presence.
所有地上的受造之物都能够好像天上的受造之物一样来敬拜神。
Amen.
阿们吗？
The glory of God poured out upon our on the earth everywhere men live.
让神的荣耀充满在全地。
People worshiping and adoring the Lamb of God.
叫人能够活在那个充满神荣耀之地。
We must pray about these things.
我们应该要为这些事先开始祷告。
The church is one long story.
教会是一个很长的故事。
Of the people of God who prayed that the Lord would pour out His glory upon the earth.
神的百姓不断的呼求，叫神的荣耀能够降临在地上。
And it has happened over and over and over again. The glory of God has been poured out.
在整个教会漫长的历史里面，有许多人这样到呼求，那神的荣耀的确不断的、曾经的在历史里出现。
Families and whole cities and nations transformed by the gospel.
不仅是一个家，整个城市甚至一个国家都被神的荣耀改变。
Are we praying for these things?
我们有没有为这样的事祷告过呢？
Or do we fill all our prayer meetings with little prayers?
还是我们的祷告聚会的对象中心都是很小的事？
I used to belong to a church years ago.
很多年以前我在一个教会里。
After me and my wife were first married.
我跟我太太刚结婚。
Was a good church, had a strong prayer ministry.
是一个很好的教会，有很好的祷告的聚会。
Every Monday through Friday, they had a prayer meeting for the men of the church.
每一个礼拜一到礼拜五，他们都为教会里的弟兄祷告。
Many, many of the men of that congregation between 6 and 7 would show up for a prayer meeting before they went to work.
所有在那个教会里很多的弟兄啊，早上6点到7点之间会到教会来一起祷告，才去上班。
A wonderful prayer meeting.
很棒的祷告。
Still to this day, I've not seen many churches that had so many men every day before work assembling for prayer.
到今天我还很少看到一个教会早晨有这么多弟兄聚集在那里为教会祷告。
We prayed for a relative's healing over here, or a family's rocky marriage over here, or someone needing a job.
我们为这个有生病的祷告，这个家有需要，那个要找工作的，为各样的事祷告。
The daily needs of the families in the church.
每一天我们的需要，我们把这些来祷告神。
And we saw those prayers answered week after week. God was faithful to do and moves when we asked.
那一周都过去，我们看到神如何信实的答应每一个祷告。
It suddenly struck me, though, that we were not praying for God's glory to be poured out on our city.
到有一天，我突然醒悟过来，说我们这样祷告都没有祷告说要神的荣耀降临在我们这个城市。
And that until we specifically asked for this,
那除非我们真的很集中的、很明确的为这样事来祷告
，we would never see it.
我们永远不会看到神做这样的事。
Yes, marriages would continue to be blessed. There would be individual salvations. Bodies would be healed.
是，我们可以看到，有婚姻得拯救，有人得救，有人得医治。
As good as that is,
虽然那很好。
That is not the same thing as the glory of God being poured out.
虽然这些事很好，这绝对跟神的荣耀降临来比是不一样的。
Are you guys tracking with me? Where
你们听得懂我在说什么吗？
Isaiah 64:1-4. The people of God were not in a good situation.
在这一段里面呢，你可以看得出来，神的百姓的光景不好。
Certainly, the prophet could have prayed for marriages or individual blessings or maybe the healing of bodies.
以赛亚这位先知当然可以为着人的婚姻啊、人的身体啊、人的需要来祷告。
But He understood that that was not enough for the situation in the among the people of God at this time.
但他深深了解这样是不够的，就着当时以色列人的荒凉的光景而言。
So this prophet cries out to the Lord.
所以他在神面前呼求。
He says, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence."
他说，愿你裂天而降，愿山在你面前震动。
The situation had become so bad.
因为以色列百姓的光景当时非常的差。
It wasn't good enough that God would bless a life here or there or someone over here.
他们的光景非常糟糕，以至于神甚至不能祝福他们。
This prophet of God had such a burden in his heart.
所以以赛亚这位先知，他里面的负担很沉重。
That he was convinced that there would nothing fix the situation.
到一个地步，他相信没有办法解决他们这个荒凉的光景。
Except for God to tear open the heavens and step down into the earth where men live.
除非神把这个天给撕裂了，让神的荣耀降临在他的百姓当中。
Do you understand what I'm talking about this morning?
你们听得懂我的意思吗？
This is the day in which we live, amen.
我们今天是不是就活在这样的一个时代里？
A little fix here, an answered prayer there will not fix.What is wrong with our churches and our nation? Amen.
在这里一个祷告得答应，那里一个小祷告得答应，是没有办法解决今天这个国家甚至神的教会所面对的问题。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
你们听得懂我的意思吗
？Oh, that God would rend the heavens and come down.
他说 ，Oh, 愿你裂天而降。
That He would tear open the heavens and come down into our midst, the presence, the glory, the majesty.Of Jesus.
让你撕裂穹苍，好叫你的荣耀能够下降。
You ever felt that way? Where God, I need something more.
你有没有曾经有这种感觉说，神啊，我们要的不是这么一点点。
Yes, God has been faithful. He's loved us and touched us and answered our prayers year after year after year.
是的，神是信实慈爱的，他听了我们的祷告，祝福了我们许多地方。
How did you find a word? Oh.
你怎么样来定义这个字呢？那个呼求 ，Oh!
Anybody have a definition out of the dictionary for that term?
你能够在字典里找到定义为这个 Oh 这个字吗
？There is no literal definition, is there?
你没有办法找到一个合乎的一个翻译一个解释。
It's an exclamatory term.
是一个从心里发出的一个呼叹。
It communicates deep emotion.
传达一个很深的一个感情。
It communicates a heartache.
表达一个心痛的情绪。
It communicates a broken condition.
一个破碎的灵。
That transcends words.
超越字所能描述的。
Have you ever hurt so deeply about something that words would not communicate it?
你的心有没有曾经非常的伤痛？你觉得甚至没有语言文字能够表达你的感觉。
Oh, we need this oh to return to the church, amen.
我们需要在神的教会听到这样。
Where is this, oh, this heart cry in our prayer meetings?
听到 oh 这样的呼求在神的祷告聚会里。
Oh, that you would rend the heavens and that you would come down.
愿你裂天而降。
I can't get through all my material. I got way too much this morning.
我早晨本来预备的信息是很多的。
Because I talk way too much about things I didn't expect to talk about.
但是我今天不可能把它讲完，因为中间神的灵感动我，让我在其他的点上花了比较长的时间。
Is that okay?
这样子可以吗？
But I do want to finish one with one section.
但是我想还要再讲某一段。
The corporate prayer ministry of the church.
就是教会团体的祷告。
Is the way back to God's glory.
是我们回到神荣耀的途径。
The church all over, especially in America,
在美国许多的教会
is losing our young people.
是渐渐丧失了他们的下一代。
Our young people oftentimes are disinterested in the church.
在教会里，许多的年轻人对教会属灵的事不感兴趣。
It would be convenient to blame it on their rebellious hearts, wouldn't it?
我们常常我们的借口就是说，哦，因为他们是在反叛期。
On their stubbornness.
或者他们是很固执的。
On their lack of willingness to receive instruction from their elders.
或者说他们不愿意从年长的受教。
Certainly, that is the case with some of our young people.
虽然许多时候，那的确是我们年轻人的问题。
But for many, many, that is not the situation.
但许多时候，这也不是一个事实。
The glory, the presence of Jesus is not in our churches like it should be.
那是因为神的荣耀、神的同在没有按照他应该有的光景充满在教会里面。
So many of our young people are becoming disinterested by what we have to offer.
因为我们没有办法把神的荣耀赐给他们，所以他们就对属灵的事缺乏兴趣。
We need God's glory.
所以我们需要神的荣耀在教会里。
We need the felt presence of Jesus.
我们需要能够感受到神的同在。
When we bring our young people into our churches, they must be convinced of the fact that God is there. Amen.
所以我们把年轻人带进来的时候，儿童带进来的时候，我们一定要让他们知道说神在这里。
The early disciples were not brilliant men, were they? They were fishermen.
早期教会那些领袖是渔夫，不是吗？
But everybody that saw them,
但是每一个看见他们的人,
they could tell those men have been with Jesus.
他们可以认得出来那些人是跟从过耶稣的。
God's presence was on them.
神的同在在那些人身上。
This is our primary need in the church today. Amen?
所以今天神的教会是需要这样的事情。
That whoever comes through that door, whoever meets us, they understand that the presence of God is with us.
那个走进我们大门的人来到里面就可以认出也可以感到神在这里。
If we can resolve this, we will solve many of our other problems.
若是我们能够解决这个问题，许多其他的问题都解决了。
In the Gospel of Mark, remember when they heard that Jesus was in the house?
记不记得马可福音在那儿说有人听见耶稣在那个房子里
？The people crowded in there. You couldn't even get to see Christ because so many people were in that house.
许多人就涌挤到那个房子里去，甚至都进不去，因为太多人。
Because the presence of Jesus was there.
那是因为耶稣他在那里。
Second Chronicles 6:40-7:15.
历代志下。
We're familiar, aren't we, with Second Chronicles 7:14? This is my last verse.
七章一啊，我们都很熟悉历代志下七章十四节，这是很有名的一个经节。
You know the passage that says, "If my people who are called by my name."
你们知道这个经节对不对？就是说。凡称为我名下的子民。
A familiar passage about God's invitation to pray that His glory might return.
这个经节特别讲到说，我们若祷告，神的荣耀会回来。
But I want to remind you this morning of the context in which that promise was given.
今天早晨我要你们注意一下这一节，他当时述说说他的背景是什么。
King Solomon was consecrating, dedicating the temple, the house of God.
所罗门王把圣殿献在神的面前。
It was being instituted to function in the way that God had designed it to.
他要那个圣殿按照神的旨意来做运作。
And that's what we find in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 40.
Chapter 6?
Mm-hmm.
所以在历代志下六章第四十节。
Now this is Solomon's prayer to God as they were consecrating the temple.
在这里是扫罗他所罗门王他的祷告。
Now, my God, I pray, let your eyes be upon and open, and let your ears be attentive to the prayers made in this place.
他说，神啊，我在这里呼求，求你睁眼看，侧耳听，在此处所献的祷告。
Verse
41. 第41节。
Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, to your resting place.
他说，神啊，求你起来。
You in the ark of your strength, let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness.
求你起来，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。耶和华，愿你的祭司披上救恩，愿你的圣名蒙福欢乐。
O Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember the mercies of your servant David.
神啊，求你不要厌弃你的受膏者，要纪念向你仆人大卫所施的慈爱。
So Solomon is praying, he's dedicating the temple.
所以所罗门王在那里祷告，并且把圣殿献上。
Now jump down to 2 Chronicles 7, verse 1.
然后你如果看下一章，历代志下第七章第一节。
When Solomon had finished praying,
当所罗门祈祷已毕。
Fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
就有火从天降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭，耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house.
第二节，因耶和华的荣光充满了耶和华殿，所以祭司不能进殿。
That sounds like a good problem, doesn't it?
这个问题实在是一个很好的问题，不是吗？这样的问难处是很好的。
Can't get in the house of God because God's presence is so strong.
所以祭司进不了殿，不是别的问题，是因为神的荣光太大了。
Verse 3.
第三节。
When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, They bowed their face to the ground and the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, his mercy endures forever.
那火降下耶和华的荣光在殿上的时候，以色列众人看见，就在铺石地上下拜，王俯伏叩拜，称谢耶和华说，耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
So you see God's glory returns, and do you see how the people respond?
你看到当神的荣耀回来的时候，他的百姓是怎样反应的？
Everybody on their face.
人人都俯伏叩拜。
Everybody worshiping the Lord.
人人在那里敬拜神。
Everybody saying it's your mercy, it's your grace.
人人都说是你的怜悯，是你的慈爱。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make the house of the Lord and his own house.
所罗门造成了耶和华殿和王宫，在耶和华殿和王宫，凡他心中所要做的都顺顺利利的做成了。
Pay attention now.
现在请你们注意下面。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.
夜间耶和华向所罗门显现对他说，我已听了你的祷告，也选择这地方作为祭祀我的殿宇。
When I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people.
我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中。
Do you see what God's doing here?
你们看到神在做什么吗？
In the midst of pouring out all his glory, so strong in God's house.
当神他的同在荣耀充满在他殿宇的时候，
He's instructing Solomon, the leader.
他指教这个当时的领袖，就是所罗门王。
If you ever get away, if you ever stray from this place where my glory is so strong,
如果你什么时候从我荣耀的同在里偏离的时候，
This is how you get back.
你要我就只教你如何转回的道路。
When the glory departs, this is what you're supposed to do.
当我的荣耀离开的时候，你要做这件事。
When things get hard and difficult and dry, when the Spirit of God is not so strong, this is how you should act.
当事情艰难的时候，你觉得神的荣耀不再那么充满的时候，你要做下面这件事。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
If my people who are called by my name,
凡称为我名下的子民，
are we God's people?
我们是不是他名下的子民呢？
Are we God's people?
我们是不是他名下的子民？
Are we called by his name?
我们是他用他的名所召回来的吗？
If the people that are called by his name,
这称为我名下的子民，
will humble themselves,
若是自卑，
humble themselves,
自卑。
And pray and seek my face,
祷告寻求我的面，
and turn from their wicked ways,
转离他们的恶行，
then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
The prayers of the humble are the way back to get to the glory of God.
在神面前谦卑的人的祷告是叫我们回到神面前的道路。
You know, maybe along the way in our journey following Jesus for several years.
在我们跟随主的路上，
it's not as fresh and tender and glorious as it used to be in our heart.
也许几年过去，我们不再那么柔软，不再那么新鲜，不像我们刚信主的光景。
Prayer is the way to get back.
祷告神是我们回去的道路。
I remember the early times as a new believer in the church.
我记得我刚信主的时候。
We would worship.
我们敬拜。
And suddenly the words of that song.
突然的那个诗歌里面的话语。
Would strike our hearts.
会碰到我的心。
And in a moment, spontaneously, everybody would get on their knees without instruction from the leaders.
也许我们在唱歌说一句话进到我们心中，我们许多人同时不需要我们的领袖指教我们，我们立刻都会跪下来。
And we just weep and weep hour after hour in God's presence.
我们会几个小时之内在神的同在里，我们悔改、流泪、祷告。
Where have those times gone?
但是那些时刻都到哪里去了？
You gather together for a short prayer meeting.
我们聚集的时候，我们祷告的时间很短。
You look down at your watch.
我们一面祷告一面看表。
You realize, oh my goodness, I've been here half the night.
然后说，哦，我已经花了半个晚上在这里了。
And I didn't even know it.
我甚至没有发现。
We must ask God to do these things again, amen?
我们要祷告神，愿我们祷告聚会的光景是这样的。
Yes, God, provide for our needs, heal our bodies, and touch our lives.
是的，为着我们的需要，我们的需要，身体的需要，生活的需要，祷告神。
Do the little things.
我们要为小事来祷告神，个人的事。
But God, we ask you to do the big things.
但是神要我们还要为大事来要求。
So my challenge to us this morning is that we all would come together and begin to ask God for the big things.
所以早晨我给各位的挑战就是说，我们一起都来到神面前，为了大事来祷告。
Ask Him to break into our meetings.
愿他裂天而降，降入我们的聚集当中。
Ask Him to break into our homes.
愿他裂天降入我们的家庭里面。
Ask Him to pull back the heavens and to visit our gatherings, our prayer meetings, our worship service.
愿他打开天上的天，让他的荣耀降临在我们每一个聚会里，降临在我们家庭的里面。
The Lord says, ask.
神说要求。
When we fail to ask,
当我们不求的时候，
what are we communicating to God and to our brethren?
我们向神所传达的信息是什么？或者向我们四周的弟兄姊妹所传达的信息是什么？
A prayerless life communicates that we are content in our present condition.
没有祷告的一种生活方式，告诉神，告诉人，我们没有需要。
We are content without God's glory.
没有神的荣耀，我们已经很满足了。
Prayer is the language of those who are needy and poor. Amen.
祷告是那些灵里谦卑柔和的人会有的。
The humble pray.
是那个谦卑的人才会祷告。
The self-sufficient do not pray.
自给自足的人是不会祷告的。
The self-reliant refuse to pray.
靠自己的人是拒绝祷告的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's ask the Lord. Can we stand and pray?
我们可不可以一起站起来祷告？
The Lord is good. He's looking for our request, our asking.
我们慈爱的主，良善的主。正在等候我们的祈求。
And we can simply, if we have got in a place where we have stopped praying, where we're not asking every day like we used to.
若是我们已经不再祷告了，不像我们以前一样天天时时祷告。
We can simply say, Lord, I want to start over this morning.
我们很简单的告诉他说，主啊，我要重新开始。
We can say, Lord, forgive me for relying on my own strength.
我们告诉神说，赦免我们过去我按照我自己力量活着。
And we, Lord, ask you to help us to start living a daily prayer life.
帮助我开始有一个每日祷告的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus, we just ask you to help us.
主，我们求你来帮助我们。
We cannot do this in and of ourselves, Lord, in our own strength.
靠着我们的力量，我们不能自己做什么。
We confess that we don't even know how to pray without your Spirit, Lord.
我们承认没有你圣灵的帮助，我们甚至不知道如何祷告。
God, we say thank you for the Spirit of adoption that you have put within each one of us, Lord.
我们谢谢你的圣灵住在我们的里面。
That you have put within all those who have put their faith in you, Jesus.
你借着信进入那些信你的，你的灵进入所有信你的人。
And so, Lord, in a fresh way, we ask you to stir up the spirit of adoption within our hearts.
主啊，求你早晨在我们的心中搅动，叫你的圣灵能够起来。
That our hearts would just naturally cry out, Abba, Father.
叫我们的心能够很自然的呼求阿爸，父的天父。
That we would be an asking people, Lord.
像我们成为那些会祈求的人。
We would be a seeking people, Lord.
寻求神的人。
God, praise you for all the little things you do in our lives.
主，我们赞美你，因为你成就许多我们小的事的祈求。
But God, help us to pray the way you taught your disciples to pray.
但是我们求你还要教导我们，就像你教导门徒如何祷告。
Your kingdom come, your throne come into our midst like it is in heaven, Lord.
叫你的国降临，叫你的宝座降临，像在天上一样。
God, God, we ask you to pour out your Holy Spirit upon us,
Jesus.
Pour out a spiritual awakening in our midst, Lord Jesus. In our families, in our marriages, in our children's lives, God. Break in, God. Break in, God. God, just break through the heavens and invade our life with your power. Help us, God. We cannot do this by ourselves.
主，你来帮助我们，因为我们靠自己不能做这件事。
Thank you, God. Help us to be sensitive to the moving of your Spirit.
叫我们对着圣灵的行动敏感。
And that we would quickly respond the next time you pull on our heart, Lord.
好，叫下一次你来感动我们的时候，我们可以立刻有反应。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
我的时候不能做，每一个我祷告，那山被挪移，道路被铺平，是别国归向你。
每一个我祷告，
每一个我祷告，我要动你的手，我告诉你是。我的手后不能做，每一次我祷告，大山被挪移，道路被铺平，是你不会向你。
每一次我祷告，
每一次我祷告，我要动你的手，祷告做的事，我的手后不能做。
神借着他仆人早间的话祝福他的教会，叫我们每一位神的儿女都成为祷告的人，带下他的祝福，叫他的祝福裂天而降，叫他的荣耀充满在他所爱的教会中间。所以我特别在提醒在座弟兄姊妹们，礼拜二晚上的祷告聚会，教会的祷告聚会，我们盼望所有在座弟兄姊妹能够一起来参加。我们不向我们的神说任何的理由，我们不向自己有任何的借口，我们说神，你乐意我们起来为你的权益祷告，为你的教会祷告，我们就起来祷告。礼拜二晚上7:30在加深弟兄的家里有教会的祷告聚会，但愿弟兄姊妹我们都能够来参加教会的祷告，我们都在这个时刻开始来学习做一个自卑祷告寻求神的人。阿们。